We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in Siman Reish Samaches. The Mechaber opens by saying the Omer Vayechulu B'Tfilas Armis, that we recite Vayechulu. Apparently, it's referring to in the actual Shmona Esrei itself. So, on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, why do we have these sentences from the Torah? Why do we say Vayechulu? The Omer Rav Hamnuna, so he quotes the words of Rav Hamnuna that says, Kol HaMespalel, the Omer Vayechulu. Anyone who says Vayechulu, which of course in it discusses Hashem's creation of the world, Ki'ilu Nasa Shutav HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mas Bereishis. You're considered to be a partner in Hashem's creation. So even though Hashem created the world, but if without anyone acknowledging that that's what took place, so there's something lacking. So the fact that on Shabbos we say Vayechulu, it's testifying that Hashem in fact was the creator of this world, and therefore we become partners in creation. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Malkum, let's say a person skipped that paragraph in the Shmoneh Esrei. B'di'avad imu amru ein machzir noso. A person would not have to repeat the Marv Shmoneh Esrei if this paragraph was omitted. For koshkin would be done certainly for ourselves, the omrim b'kiddush v'yechu. Quoting the words of the Prima Gadim, that since we already will be saying v'yechulu in kiddush, which is how we begin the Shabbos kiddush with that paragraph, therefore you've already covered it then, so then you certainly would not have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Skipping to Siv Zion, the Mechaber tells us that Chozer Mlomer Vayechulu, we don't just say Vayechulu once, we say it in the Shmoneh Esrei, but then we say it again as we finish the quiet Shmoneh Esrei. Va'omer Moso B'Kol Ram, it's said out loud, and also Umad, it has to be said standing. The Mishnah Berurah says, why does it have to be standing? It's not the Shmoneh Esrei, which it's supposed to be standing. Well, it's just sentences from the Torah. What's so significant about this paragraph? Because we are actually acting as Edim. We're acting as witnesses that Hashem created the world. Now, when it comes to Edus, it's necessary that when you're in court, you need to be standing. And therefore, as we are acting as witnesses, it's necessary for us to stand. So the key word is also witnesses, plural. The Toiv Lomos of B'yachad B'tzibur. It's best, instead of saying it by yourself, it's better to say it together with the entire congregation, the entire shul. Now, Kol Ponim, at the very least, Nyevishnayim. You should say it with someone else. B'yachad HaMespalel. If let's say you're davening alone, Yesh Omer De'inu Chayz Alomer Vayechulu. There are those that say Vayechulu shouldn't be recited. De'in Edus L'yachid, because after all, there's no Edus because you're by yourself. So if you, whatever reason, can't make it to Shul on Friday night, Vayechulu, perhaps according to this opinion, better not to say it because the whole purpose is Edus. There's no testimony of one person. V'yesh Omerim, but there are those that say, this is the prevailing custom, Yachid Yachul Omer. That even if you're by yourself, you could say Vayechulu. At that point, it's not necessary for you to stand. It brings down in the Piskei Tshuvos that according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he writes, you should still stand even if you're by yourself. There's still this inyan of Edus, even though you don't have two people with you together. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'toyv shigam hayochid yomar." It's good that an individual should say it. Of a lo yischavin l'shem edus el kikari b'torah. Instead of looking at it as when you're saying it with someone else that you're testifying masa bracious, it's as though you're reading psukim from the Torah, and there was nothing wrong by you doing that. And then he quotes the Mishnah Berurah does the words of the Matthew and Moshe. His name shachach loy rebeisach nesas. Let's say you didn't say Vayechulu in Shul. Yomar also Shabakiddush Mu'umad. It's better that whatever your custom is, on Friday night, you should say the paragraph, the first paragraph of the Kiddush, Vayechulu, standing. Because therefore there'll be some inyan of Edus, at least during the Kiddush. The Minag Yomar also Shabakiddush Mu'umad Avim Omer Vesach Nesis. The Prima Gadim says, as well as the Balei Tosfos brought down that the minhag is to say in the paragraph Vayechul, even if you did say it in Shul, then you should still say Mu'umad because there's still this inyan of Eidos. Again, the whole question of whether or not it's considered actually Eidos in this situation, if you're saying Kiddush and you're saying it obviously by yourself, so again, it's a minhag to stand for that very first paragraph for those that have that custom, such as myself, during the first paragraph of Kiddush. The Bir Halacha says, Mitam Zeh, for this reason, a mispal balachash, a person who is davening quietly, Yemahir l'sayim tfilaso, it's best to complete their Shemoneh Esrei quicker, Kiddush Yom HaVayechu Im HaKahal, so that you should be able to say it together with the Shul. So, quoting the words of the Prima Gadim. Of course, what also is seen in numerous places, not that one should daven super fast and then have zero kavana. Perhaps it's better to daven with kavana, even if, let's say, the congregation has already finished and already said Vayechulu, so then you can quietly ask someone next to you that you can say Vayechulu together, and therefore you'll be able to have covered saying it with Eidos, with two people, and also not ruining your Shemoneh Esrei in the process. The last thing I'd like to share with you with regard to Vayechulu, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us something very interesting. It says, V'ima yochid oimed betfilas lachash Vayechulu. As we mentioned, Vayechulu is in the Shemoneh Esrei too, on Friday night. So let's say you're davening with a lot of kavanah, and you're up to the paragraph Vayechulu, you're just about to start it. V'schil hatzibur lomer Vayechulu b'kodem. And the congregation is also about to say Vayechulu together, b'kol rom, loudly. So he brings down in the Piskei Tshuvos that Yeshua lomar imahem b'kol rom. Even though you're in the quiet private Shemoneh Esrei, one should still say the paragraph Vayechulu, which is in the Shemoneh Esrei, together with everyone else, and you could even say it loudly, Kamo b'kedusha. As we see in the halacha when it comes to kedusha, namely, if let's say you come a little bit later and you're davening together with the Shlech Tzibor, the Chazar Sashatz, and you're saying it word for word, in which you are allowed to say kedusha, so also together with the Tzibor you can say the kedusha b'kol rom. But going back to this idea, so a person is in the Shemoneh Esrei, it's up to the paragraph Vayechulu, you should say Vayechulu b'kol rom loudly together with the rest of the Tzibor so that there's Eidos, that you're saying it together, not just by yourself.